This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
10-2.
Oh, and don't forget about
else?
What's the?
1-800-551-8900.
I don't know. What is that?
That's the Diesel Driving Academy tune, dude.
Oh, I missed that one completely.
Come on, wake up.
My apologies, because right after this show, we'll be fired and need to actually call the Diesel Driving Academy.
Class is in.
Show number three.
How many times have we done this? How many three for shows have we done? One last summer that I remember.
Very few.
But I think that's about it.
Very few.
Is only our second three for show. We are dealing with the songs and the groups, if you can find them, from the numbers 0 all the way up to 100. Let me tell you right now, if you want to hear the first two shows, they are available as podcasts. You can either get them through iTunes or go to our website, kslu.org. See a little link over on the right-hand side that says Rock School. You even get to see what we look like. There's pictures of us on there.
Hey Doc, have you ever heard the term mulligan?
Mulligan?
Yeah, it's a golf term.
Yeah, you go ahead, pick it up. I know you're going to make the putt.
You get a do-over, or you get like a pass.
Sure, yeah.
Can we get a mulligan show?
Why? What, did we screw something up?
No, I just, how in the world are we going to do, you know, the high 60s, the 70s? How are we going to do this?
Some of them are songs that you may not have heard of.
You think?
Yeah. The first show were the numbers 0 through 33. Then we did those were easy. The numbers 34 through 66, there were still some recognizable songs. We're going to do the numbers 67 through 100 today.
This is like when you pop in a new video game and it's got, do you want beginner, intermediate, or advanced?
Do you have something where I don't even have to know the beginner level? Here's where this came
from. Hard.
I know. Here's where this came from. I was at a Dan O'Day convention. Dan O'Day, if you don't know who he is a radio genius. And even people who know what they're doing, like us, think Dan O'Day really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
On a two-hour break, I sat down with a bunch of other people, and we discussed radio games. And in the radio game, one guy said, you can either name songs, groups, or lyrics starting at the number 0, heading all the way up to 100. Mm-hmm. And right around somewhere in here, 40s, 50s, maybe early 60s, one guy said, this can't be done. And the guy said, oh, yes, it can. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it took me a whole lot of interweb research, but it has been done. Again, you want to hear the first two shows? They are on the interweb and also on iTunes. You can pick that up.
Yeah, because I was able to rock, you know, at least 0 through like 20.
Yeah, not a concern.
And then after that, I'm like,
But we're only doing song titles and groups. So, any idea for 67?
No.
The number 67.
No, I'm...
Me either. So, I went on to the interweb and I found a group called Echolyn.
What?
Echolyn.
You have to pronounce it.
Echolyn. They have a song called 67 Degrees.
Fair enough.
So if you're playing this game, put that on your brain cell.
We get a pass.
That's right. 67 Degrees by Echolyn. 68. Believe it or not, I had a 68.
Really?
Are you a fan of the group called The Alarm? It's a Britpop group.
Okay.
Okay, they had a song called 68 Guns. Ta-da!
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I heard a song referenced one time, but it was in a sitcom. It was a guy DJing, and he said, here's one that I love, late, great, 1968.
Perfect.
Now, I don't know if that's an actual song. They may have just been using it for, you know, script purposes.
Or the concept of rhyming, like, where were you in 62?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. There's also a group called Death in Vegas who did a song called 68 Balcony.
Okay.
All right. This one you should get, 69.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, which one would you play?
Well, I would play Bryan Adams.
Right, Summer of 69.
Yes.
Which we will.
Oh, cool.
But there's also 69 Ways by Ministry.
There's a composer that did all of the music, or most of the music, for the Oceans movies with George Clooney called David Holmes.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a track called 69 Police.
There you go. REM has got Star 69.
That's true. Yeah.
So there's a few songs for 69. So you should be able to get 69. And believe it or not, through my research, I found a band called Sham 69.
Really?
Ta-da! Here you go. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, as we go all the way up to 100 today on Rock School.
I got my first real six-string.
I screwed up the Ministry song.
What you mean?
It's Psalm 69.
Oh!
I said 69 Ways, which was a song by Trina, which I had on here, and my brain got mixed up. It's Psalm 69 by Ministry.
Ah!
Yeah, make sure you have that. We never give our names, by the way. I'm Chad P.
I'm Joe Burns.
Right, that's the other way around. We screwed that up as well. So, Summer of 69 is Bryan Adams. Yeah, he's got a hand up. But yeah, the young man in the back who's trying to pick up the girls.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah. At the beginning of that song, he says, I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime.
Right.
I think we've talked about this before.
What's a Five and Dime?
Well, I forgot. It's
a cheapy place. It used to be able to buy things for a nickel and a dime.
Really?
So, yeah. And the ones we had up north were like a Ben Franklin.
Okay.
A Silverman's, things like that. But it's a cheapy place. The best you would have now is like a Family Dollar.
Okay.
It's a place where you buy cheap stuff.
Do you think that he put that lyric in there just for rhyming purposes?
Yeah.
Or would it be possible to actually buy a guitar from a five and dime.
Oh, sure. A five and dime just probably means that there's probably nickel and quarter candy up front.
Oh, you know, okay.
The five and dime is just it's like calling it a mom and pop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just a little nickname for a place that's got cheapy stuff in it. It would have more expensive stuff, but, you know.
We used to have this store where I grew up in Plaquemine called the Super 10.
Yeah.
Nothing over $10.
Sure.
Well, in actuality, there was nothing under $10.
That's
everything
right.
was 10 bucks.
Well, I love going into the Family Dollar, and there is, or not Family Dollar, I think it's Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
You go in there and things are like $3, $4, $5, and I say, aren't you the Family Dollar? Yes, everything's multiples of a dollar. Everything's always
a multiple
of a dollar. You know, I bought a car for like 18 grand.
Hey!
That's a multiple of a dollar.
That's the stupidest explanation I've ever heard.
All right, number 70. Any for 70?
No.
No. According to the interweb, Steroid Maximus has a song called 70 Cops. I've never heard of them.
Who's Steroid Maximus?
What do I know?
What
Red
kind of music
Engel.
Is that?
I don't know. Let's say punk country.
Okay.
Sure.
Punk country.
Red Engel has a song called 70 Mental Reasons. Thank you. 71.
I don't know.
Can you do it?
No, and neither can you.
No, I can't either, but according to the interweb, there is a band called Fujiya and Miyagi.
Ah, Fujiya and Miyagi!
Remember them?
Right.
They played my bar mitzvah. They have a song called...
Multiples of a dollar.
That's right. I paid the multiples of a dollar in a brown paper bag with a dollar sign on the front. They have a song called Conductor 71.
All right. That's fine. It gets us a pass.
That's right. 72.
Stop Again. Looking at me. I have nothing.
You're the only person in the room.
Well, I have nothing for the 70s. I told you that. I don't even want to do this show. It's supposed to be a mulligan.
That's right. Let's stare at our international awards over there.
Right, it's second place
trophy. They're silver. 72, Turin Breaks has a song called Emergency 72.
Okay.
73, I won't look at you.
Please don't.
Okay. Bjork apparently has a song called 73.
Really, Bjork?
There you are.
I know Bjork.
And Jennifer Hansen has a song called 73 Changes Everything.
Oh.
Well, of course it does. It changes right up to 74.
That's right.
Now, this is one we actually have a song for.
Okay.
74. There's a group called the Connells. You may have heard of the Connells. They have a song called 74-75. You'll never guess what song I'm using for 74 and for 75. This song is called 74-75, and it's by the Connells.
This is worse than George Costanza double-dipping
really
the chip.
It really
this
is.
This is so bad.
We're going to get into songs you may know in a little bit. Here you go, 474 and 75. Here's the Connells with 74-75.
I'm so confused.
Rock School.
There's no reason
let's get to our first break here on Rock School. I got two songs for 76, and I owned them both.
Well, this is all you, bro, because I told you the 70s, I got nothing.
Have you ever heard of the musical The Music Man?
No.
No. Do you watch The Family Guy?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when they sang Shapoopy? Shapoopy?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's from The Music Man. I think they've done another one from The Music Man as well. Something about they changed the words to make it about marijuana. But I think if you hang on to The Family Guy long enough, you'll hear the entire run of The Music Man.
All right.
There's a song inside of The Music Man called 76 Trombones in the Big Parade.
And wait a minute, how does that go again?
76 Trombones in the Big Parade. Okay. When you have dulcet tones like mine, you don't mind singing. I'm not going to play that one.
Okay.
The Alarm has a song called The Spirit of 76.
The Alarm?
The Alarm.
Singular Alarm?
Yeah. Well, it's once again, Britpop group, that kind of thing. Spirit of 76. Sounds like this. Gets us to our first break. Rock School. All right, first break here on Rock School. Now, as you can see, we don't have a lot of songs for each one of these numbers.
Nope.
So I just thought, if you are going to play this game, you have to be a jerk and prove that you're really smart. Want some very, very big number songs? How about Billion Dollar Babies from Alice Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Million Dollar Bill, Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
One in a Million, Guns N' Roses. And Pennsylvania 65,000 by Glenn Miller. You could also look around and say, how about song titles that are telephone numbers?
867-5309.
You could do that. 6-3-4-5-7-8-9. Yeah, you could do that one. That's Eddie Floyd. Also, Beachwood 45789. That's the Marvelettes. And did you just do Tommy Two-Tone?
Did I?
Yeah, 867-5309. Yeah. Jenny, who can I turn to?
So oh, don't forget about that. What's the 1-800-551? 8900.
I don't know. What is that?
That's the Diesel Driving Academy tune, dude.
Oh, I missed that one completely.
Come on, wake up.
My apologies, because right after this show, we'll be fired and need to actually call the Diesel Driving Academy. If you really want to be picky, how about 2112 by Rush? Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Are y'all hiring?
Yeah, because this one might just fall flat. Back with number 77 in a moment. Rocks. All right, let's get to number 80 here and play one from Green Day.
I'd like to thank the band Green Day for providing us with the majority of our material for the 80s.
That's right. We got two from them. 77, there's a group called Looper, has a song called Mondo 77. No kidding. 78, I have three here. Gomez has a song called 78 Stone Wobble, a group called the Prize Fighter Inferno, really, has a song called 78.
Why is that funny?
Grupo Sportivo has a song called PS78.
Why are you laughing about that Prize Fighter name?
Inferno. Nothing. I've just
Prize
never
Fighter
heard
Inferno.
Of them. Sure.
That's an awesome-sounding group.
It is an awesome-sounding group. You know what I'd like to call a band?
Here we go.
Hockey Thighs. Yeah.
Why?
My roommate actually went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he was too muscular in the legs, and he referred to it as Hockey Thighs. Mm. And I thought that was a great name for a band.
Okay.
Linville Thompson has a song called 79 Rock. Okay. Linville Thompson. You happy with Linville Thompson as well?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. And number 80. Here you go. Green Day. And the song is called?
80?
Not bad. Rock School. Bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
Chad P.
Okay, we got to do 7 days and 70 seconds, and right after this, we'll get all the way up to number 86 with another Green Day song.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, July 11th through Sunday, July 17th. Chad has Monday. Do it.
July 11th in 1991, prolific songwriter couple Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer-Sager They filed for divorce. They were married for 9 years, and they had one child.
There you go. Tuesday, July 12, 15 years ago, Smashing Pumpkins keyboard player Jonathan Melvoin and drummer Jimmy Chamberlain both overdose on heroin in a New York hotel room. Melvoin dies. Chamberlain lives, but is kicked out of the band.
July 13th in 1985, Live Aid kicked off in Wembley Stadium in London and also in the City of Brotherly Love.
There you go, Philadelphia. Thursday, July 14th, 1967, The Who begin their first U.S. tour in support of Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Are you serious?
Ferry across the Mersey.
Go ahead. July 15th in 1967, Van Morrison secured his first solo hit, the most popular wedding reception song ever.
Is it Brown Eyed Girl?
It's the Brown Eyed Girl.
Saturday, July 16, 35 years ago, the Allman Brothers Band breaks up when Greg Allman is arrested on federal drug charges and agrees to testify against one of the band's employees.
Yeah, nothing will break up a band faster than when they start testifying in federal court.
I will turn coin on you. Sunday, July 17th, 1979, Gary Moore quits Thin Lizzy and goes out on his own. Here we go. Back to the numbers. 81, Joanna Newsom has a song called 81.
Okay.
82, Andre Wall has a song called 82.
Blink 182.
Perfect.
I've
you could have done that
on
one.
That one since like number 6.
84, Van Halen has a song called 1984.
What about 83?
Did I miss 83?
Uh-huh.
Oh, John Mayer has a song called 83.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Van Halen has a song called 1984, as does David Bowie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There you go.
That's cool.
85. There is apparently a band that's been up, made up of Carrie Bell and Lori Bell, and they have a song called 85%.
Okay.
Okay, good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And 86, Green Day.
Yes.
The song is called
86.
Why not? Rock School. Okay, running through a song or group for the numbers 0 through 100. Mm-hmm. Again, 87. We're into these numbers. Gah.
I don't have anything for that one, but a couple of them coming up. I thought of some.
They start to come up pretty quick here once you get closer to 100.
Yep.
87 Years by Shipstad and Warren.
All right.
Again, never heard of them.
No problem.
88. I got two of them and a band.
I got the one because it's something you and I have fought over.
Okay.
It's,
well,
my opinion, the first rock and roll record.
Legion 88 is the band.
Okay.
Level 42 has a song called 88, and my guess is you're going to have us play
Rocket 88.
Right, by Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats. Sounds like this. Rock School.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make.
Rocket 88, Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats. It's really the Ike Turner Band. Jackie Brenson was a saxophonist of the group, and because of contractual agreements, they couldn't use Ike Turner's name. It's also the first number one to come out of Sun Studios, and like Chad said,
it's also the first rock and roll record ever.
So you say.
So I say.
I don't agree, but so you
but
say.
But people do agree with me.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
That's
and
right.
That leaves me out on a little island over here with a single palm tree. I live on
Joe
coconuts
Land.
Called Joe Land. 89.
I got it.
Do it.
Pop song 89.
Yeah, it's the one I brought. By R.E.M. Tell
me
the story.
Do you know how I discovered this song?
Well, I don't know. You had the album?
No. I heard it for the first time watching an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, really?
Do you remember they would kind of do their little shenanigans and then they would switch it over and they'd be watching videos?
Right. It's a black and white video with Michael Stipe with like a black bar across
his
chest.
They're all shirtless and they all have black sensor bars covering up their top portions
their chest,
of their chest
right,
as if they were women. And the characters were going, no, why? What are all these black rectangles on here for?
Yeah.
Get rid of these black squares.
Doesn't it drop on Michael Stipe? At the end of the video?
I don't even remember.
I'm
I just remember
positive.
That portion about the video was that they were dancing around and they had those sensor squares, but they were going nuts over that, and I was like, wait a minute, that's kind of a catchy little tune. I like that.
Oh, it is. It's a great song, but I'm almost positive at the end of it, it drops on Michael Stipe, and he's a guy.
Oh, I have to
so
look.
So there's no problem, but it's kind of one of those, oh, I shouldn't care about that. Okay, for 89, here it is.
Pop song 89, R.E.M.
Rock School. Okay, next break here on Rock School. Couldn't find the video, huh?
Surprisingly, when I looked it up, it was just thousands of videos of them performing.
But not the video.
But the actual video.
Oh, I remember the video specifically. That's when back when Stipe had a full head of hair, too. That was a long time ago.
We'll now have to get on that. Can you get our street team on that, Pronto?
Yeah, our street team. That's me. Okay. Again, we're at our second break here. If you want to really be a jerk while you're playing this game, you're going to need lots of big numbers. How about Infinity? There's a group called Retribution, and they have a song called Infinity Minus One.
Okay.
So when somebody says, you know, this can't be done, you say, I can take it up to infinity. Infinity Minus One. I think in the first break, I was also doing phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I missed one. How about 911 is a joke by Public Enemy?
Okay.
Want to do thousands? How about 1,000 Stacks by Nelly? There's also somewhere in here another thousand. No, I guess there isn't.
Well, there's a Power Man 5,000 group.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There's in terms of groups, there's Andre 3,000,
mm-hmm.
Bran Von 3,000, 10,000 Maniacs, the 411, Power Man 5,000, mm-hmm. 808 State, 5,000 Volts.
Yep.
So, I mean, you can go crazy with this over 100.
Yep, all multiples of a dollar.
Sure, all multiples of a dollar. Or if you want 1,000, you could sing the Proclaimers, I'm going to be 500 miles twice.
Yep.
So, twice. Hello there, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. When we get back, we're going to go all the way up to 96, and I'll bet you can pick out 96.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. They can do 100 times easily.
Sure, multiples of a dollar.
Sevenfold.
You bet there. Get us on Facebook. We didn't mention this in the first break, but we have our 200th person.
Yeah, if
on
you don't
Facebook.
Think that wasn't rigged, yeah. I don't know what
Guess
it is.
Guess who it was?
Your dad.
My dad.
When did your dad get on Facebook? He's 80.
81.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, so he's much more, what would you call it, rested?
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think he sleeps 18 hours a day now. All right, back in a minute. Rock School. Coming out of the break, as we play the game, name a song or a band for every number, 0 through 100. We just got into the 90s. Dredge has a song called 90 Hours Sleep.
Am I looking at this correctly on your notes? Dredge is spelt with a lowercase d?
Yeah, that's the way it's done.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I got it.
I'll catch you in a typo.
No typos here, kiddo.
Why would you do that?
What?
Why would you do that? We're going to be Dredge, but we're not going to capitalize the first letter.
Well, that's the way it was done, at least on the webpage that I grabbed it from. I have a show put together on bands that use punctuation in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to play Wham, but Wham has an exclamation point in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spell Pink's name correctly, mm-hmm. the I is an exclamation point.
Right.
And these things, although they're clever, categorizing them or cataloging them or finding them, like 38 Special
yes.
has a leading
a
period.
Yeah.
So when you try to search it on your iPod, it's next to impossible to find it because of the leading period.
That's true.
Some iPods throw it way to the bottom. Some throw it up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole other section in this show that I'm talking about dedicated only to the umlaut.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So maybe some spinal
But
tap.
See, sometimes, Doc, those punctuation marks are necessary.
I guess
that's
so.
Why some disc jockeys walk around and quote, you know, here's a pop song 89 by Rem.
Yeah, or you get the In Excess could have probably helped themselves
right
at the
no
beginning
doubt.
Too. I called them Inx so many times. You Inxes. Number 91, City Fritter has a song called $91. I kid you not. Why are you laughing at City Fritter?
I'm not laughing at the way you said it. My grandmother used to make fritters.
Yeah, I love fritters. 92, there's a group called Pop Will Eat Itself. Look them up. They're actually pretty good. They have
this
a song
ridiculous.
Called yeah, they have a song called 92 Degrees Fahrenheit. For 93, The Black Dog mm-hmm. is a band. They have a song called 93.
Yeah.
New Order has a song called True Faith 94.
Yep.
And
yep.
for 95, Styx, I actually own this one, has a song called Lady 95.
And the Ramones have a 95?
As a matter of fact, they do Durango 95. Okay. And what
so.
Can you do for 96? Can you do 96? Let me see you cry.
Huh?
Let me
what?
See you cry. Let me see you cry by question mark and the Mysterians. Let me see you cry.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to give the song to you.
Oh.
Let me see you cry. No.
96.
What do you cry?
Tears?
Thank you. 96 tears. Here you
well,
go.
Lord, this is not password. This is not the $24,000 pyramid.
The password is Chad doesn't know.
Oh, don't Rock tell school. Me I don't know.
Too many teardrops for one heart.
All right, there's 96. Let's get to 99.
You know, a little off mic.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Heads up.
Would at least give off the notion that we know what we're doing.
It's better. It really is better, I mean, for us and for the audience, if all of this is real, if we really give the impression that we know what we're doing or not know what we're doing. It's better that way.
See?
It really is. It's better that way.
Why did I think we were going to get through a whole show without you doing your little jab at me? You jab. You always jab.
Jab.
You take your little jabs.
97. There's a group called Quasar. I'm guessing named after the television. Do you remember the television brand called Quasar?
Negative.
Negative? Mm. 97 Stars by Quasar. 98. There's a guy called Texas Alexander, 98 Degree Blues.
I'm not going to be able to say this without getting picked on, but
what's that?
Well, I know the band 98 Degrees.
Nick Lachey
was in it. So
it's a boy band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Keith. There's a singer called Keith. Isn't he like an R&B singer?
Well, his name's Keith.
Keith, yeah.
That's it? He doesn't have a last name?
No, he's trying to become a Cher or what have you. Keith. I think he's a like an R&B singer. He has something called 98.6, the body temperature.
Okay.
And 99. Okay, go ahead. You got to be able to come up with some 99. I have a slew of them here.
99 Ways to Die.
That's Megadeth, yeah.
What's the one? 99 Red Balloons.
Yeah, or if you can do the German, 99 Zigluft Balloons. Bon Jovi has one called 99 in the Shade.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Pickett has 99.5 or 99.5 won't do.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Vega has 99.9.
99 Problems by Jay-Z.
That's right, a whole bunch of them. So we're going to play one by Toto, simply called 99. Do you remember the show Maxwell Smart?
Nope.
Yeah, he had a partner called 99. And this is
his partner
song.
Was called
Real Pretty Woman. Real Pretty Woman named 99. Agent 99. They all had numbers.
Ah.
She was Agent 99.
What was he?
I don't remember. He had 86, I think.
Okay.
I think he was 86. As in, there's a numeric code in the world of waitressing or waitering, and to 86 something is to get rid of it.
Right.
And
86 I think, the onions.
Yeah, I think Maxwell Smart was 86. I could be 100% wrong, and I'll probably get killed with email after this. But 99, song by Toto. Sounds like this. Rock School. Okay, last break on Rock School, and we have gotten to 100.
I got to hand it to you. I had doubts.
That I could do it?
That we could pull this off, yeah.
It took more research than you would believe. It's one of those things where my wife stares at me, and I've gone savant in front of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Trying to find a song from the number 0 to 100. Shakes her head, walks in the other room. You have children, you know. Okay, can you come up with a band or a song for 100?
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Okay.
100 Sons, 30 Seconds to Mars.
That's a good one.
100 Years, Five for Fighting.
That's true.
And have you ever heard of Queensryche?
Oh, yeah. Silent Lucidity, I think, is their big hit.
Mm-hmm. And they had one called 100 Mile Stare.
There you go. Haircut 100 is a band that would get you to 100.
Very
so
good.
99 to 100 we have completely covered. The Moody Blues also have a song called I Never Thought I'd Live to Be 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a nice short one to finish up because we're running out of time. You like Sonic Youth?
I do.
Okay. They have one called 100%. And it's only 2 minutes long, and that's what we need.
When you need a time filler, go to Sonic Youth.
That's right. Nice and quick. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That's it. All 100 songs, and the three-fer comes to an end.
Next summer, we're going to do 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, that's too much research. Class is dismissed.